Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Shoving Wilco podcast. I'm your host, Todd Rossnagel. It is great to have you along with us. We have a very special episode over the next couple of weeks. Can't wait to start talking about this, but I do want to remind all of you, if you are new to the podcast, make sure you go back and listen to some previous episodes. We've got a lot of great content. We're coming up on a full year of the Shoving Wilco podcast. Our latest or most previous episode was a great conversation with Wilco's longtime bass player, John Stierrett. You can find that in the archives. And now, for today's episode, I am joined once again by my good friend, Tim Arnold, who joins us again from Auburn, Alabama. Tim, welcome back to the Shoving Wilco podcast.
Thanks very much, Todd. This is becoming a habit.
It is. It is. It's a great habit. And this episode is, dare I say, a little bold. We're stepping out. We're doing something a little different, but we're kind of in step with the season, which is March Madness. So how can we describe to the audience what we're doing here at the Shoving Wilco podcast, Tim?
Well, I think very easily we'll get into the mud here about how we picked it, but we have a field of 64 March Madness style bracket, which we are going to invite listeners in via Google Doc, I believe, to vote round by round in a March Madness style bracket of the greatest Wilco songs. I think you could strip it straight down to the title of this little adventure we're on, which you've put on our bracket. Do you want to tell the people what we're calling this?
This is the all-time indisputable, totally your own greatest songs of Wilco bracket, even though it's a Google form. That's right. We're doing a March Madness look at Wilco songs. And I will say this, Tim, we talked about this before we kind of, and we're going to get into the bracket. We're going to get into the different regions and how we did this. And, you know, we just completely making this stuff up. None of this is official. This is just our opinion. And by the way, we absolutely positively welcome your opinion. If you think we got something wrong, if a number one seed shouldn't be a one seed, we're going to get into all that. We would love your feedback from the audience. You can email us. It is shovingwilco@gmail.com. You can head to our website, shovingwilco.com, and you will see a banner at the top for the bracket. You can look at the bracket, share the bracket with a friend, and fill out the bracket, fill out the Google form. This is going to be a lot of fun. And what I was going to say, Tim, is, you know, not a whole lot of rock and roll bands have the catalog to fill in a 64 team. And we left some out.
Oh, there's a lot left out. There's a whole lot left out. I probably have that number somewhere because, it's like you said, this is our own opinion. This is all a very subjective and fun thing. We're inviting controversy. We're feeding right on the passions of fans. But we just thought that tying in with March Madness, this is a perfect opportunity for us to invite more people in, you know, and hopefully have some fun with this bracket and the voting and, you know, really decrowning the all-time greatest Wilco song. There can be only one, which is a fallacy, right? All of them
great. That's right.
We can all have a favorite. But I'd like to say that this was just subjective and you and I just kind of cracked a couple beers and made up this bracket, but I have to admit the analytical side of me just would not relent, and I probably put way much more time into this bracket than I thought. So we invite discussion, dispute, but I'm telling you, folks, I tried to get this right.
And we're gonna get into that when we start talking about the regions and the seedings and everything. And we do have to say, and even though we can't remember, Tim, there was a Wilco bracket out there in the world several years ago that was kind of shared old school in some of the forums, and a tip of the hat to whoever created that original bracket. If you're out there, we would love to hear from you. we can't remember who, but we remember seeing this. And so that's kind of where the genesis of all of this kind of started from. So again, tip of the hat to whoever created that bracket several years ago.
I'd say, Todd, that that bracket and the discussion it created between you and I probably had a large amount to do with creating this podcast.
That's right. That's right. So without further ado, Tim, let's get into this. This is broken down as a March Madness NCAA basketball tournament is normally broken down. There's regions, right? And normally these regions are geographical, but in our case, these regions are the eras of Wilco for a band that's been around for 30 years. And the regions are named this: the Early Region, the Golden Region, the DBPM Region, and the Cruel Cousin Region. Tim, a lot of thought went into this.
Yeah, I went back to our original podcasts where we had broken the discography into sort of four quarters, and I made a few shifts on that timeline. I added the 8 Wilco songs from Mermaid Avenue, and I updated it to include the most recent album, Cousin. So the four regions are the Early Region, which is AM, Being There, Summer Teeth, and those Wilco-centric songs on Mermaid Avenue. Love you, Billy Bragg. You're not in the bracket. The Golden Region, we've spoken of before. These are these three albums are just every track is on point. This, to a lot of people, to me, this is their sort of best material. Just wonderful things coming out of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, Ghost Is Born, and Sky Blue Sky. That's the most shallow of the four regions. There's only 35 songs in that grouping. But there's plenty of hits. There's plenty of things get left behind in every region. The next region, the DBPM, Todd, you cued that one from the establishing of their own record label, Decibels Per Minute. In that region is Wilco the Album, The Whole Love, Star Wars, and Schmilko. And then lastly, the Cruel Cousin region, which includes Ode to Joy, the Cruel Country double album, and the most recent release, Cousin.
Let's start looking at the specific regions, and to do this, let's take a look at the number one seeds. These are the big heavy hitters in each of the regions, and we'll start in the Early Region. No real surprise here. The number one seed is Misunderstood.
Back in your old neighborhood, cigarettes taste so good, but you're so misunderstood. You're so misunderstood.
That's an almost indisputable choice, especially if listeners know that's one of Todd's favorite songs. That's his origin story vehicle into the Wilco discography. Misunderstood is the number one pick in the Early Region.
And I'm not alone in that. Several people have said the same thing about Misunderstood being the entry point into Wilco. So strong number one seed there in the Early Region. Let's go to the Golden Region. As you mentioned earlier, so many wonderful songs. The number one seed in the Golden Region is I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. A bit of a surprise here, Tim, as I'm sure there are some, myself included, who would have thought Impossible Germany should be the number one seed, but Impossible Germany sliding in at the two seed. Tell us how you got to I Am Trying to Break Your Heart as the one seed.
Well, I think this points out it doesn't necessarily mean it's everyone's favorite song. But for me, what it did as the number one track on the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot album, it just pierces through, much like Misunderstood did. Even though AM precedes it, Misunderstood pierces through that whole region as this is something special. And I'm Trying to Break Your Heart did that on the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot album. And it did that in my own origin story. The first time I ever saw them live, it was the track they opened with. And the track that just sort of peels the eyebrows back and says, this is something special.
Young drinker, assassin down the avenue. I'm hiding out in the big city blinking. What was I thinking when I let go of you?
fantastic. The DBPM region, another bit of a surprise here. One Wing is the number one seed with One Sunday Morning as the two seed. And I only say that it's a surprise because One Sunday Morning, I have said, is right up there as one of my favorite songs, favorite Wilco songs of all time. So the number one seed here, One Wing. What say you, Tim?
I think that you're right. One Sunday Morning is an easy competitor for that one seed. But you know what? I gave you Misunderstood. I had to pull it back somewhere. Maybe One Wing is my favorite song in this region.
Yeah.
But looking at the entries there, and there are a lot of great tracks there. To me, One Wing stands above in sort of songwriting. We've talked about this before. It's just a really unique and wonderful song.
That isn't true. I always knew this would be our fate.
It is a great song, no doubt about it. And One Sunday Morning is a great song. They're all great songs, as we've established. And remember, we're just playing along here, folks. This is not some sort of official thing. It's just us having fun, and we invite you.
Don't tell them that, Todd. This is official. This is indisputable.
Indisputable.
It says it in the title.
Your own opinion. Yes. All right, so the Cruel Cousin region. Perhaps prisoner of the moment here, Tim, with this selection, meant to be the number one seed.
Yeah, recency bias may be playing heavy here. When we redo this bracket in another 5 or 10 years, after a few more Wilco records come in and we have to shift regions, maybe something else will stand out here. We don't know really what the concert lore is going to be for a lot of these tracks. They're still finding their way. But Meant to Be is a standout song on the most recent. And, you know, in some ways, where everything was the first of its era, the first, the way to pierce through. Meant to Be is the last track on the most recent album. Maybe it's just the gift that they've given us last, and it just gets to sit at the tip of your tongue for a little while longer.
All right, so let's look at the 16 seeds. Because just like the real NCAA tournament, and you know, for that matter, anything in sports, we love a good upset. And a lot of thought went into these 16 seeds. They're barely getting in. There's a lot of songs that did not make the tournament. But in the early region, you're 16 seed, and you're killing me with this, Tim. You're absolutely killing me because Just a Kid is one of my all-time favorite Wilco songs. And you have it going up against Misunderstood. It feels like an attack on me.
This is the passion. This is exactly the passion we're talking about. This is exactly the slippery science of seeding.
Maybe I'm just a kid. Maybe I just don't fit in. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready to go now.
So those 16 seeds we created by building an 8 song first four bracket, and what came out of it was one soundtrack with Just a Kid, one just standard EP bonus track, More Like the Moon is there, one cover song, canonically any major dude will tell you, from Steely Dan, and one side project that's part of the canon. We've covered it in podcasts before, Laminated Cat from Loose Fur. Those are our 4 16 seed songs.
All right, so there you have it, folks. We've unpacked the number one seeds. We've unpacked the 16 seeds. You, too, can play along if you download the tournament bracket, if you will. On our website, if you go to shovingwilco.com, there will be a banner at the top that says Wilco Bracket, Wilco Tournament, something like that, and you can play along. And so we invite you to look at the bracket and make your choices in our Google form. And then next week, we will reveal the songs that kind of make it through. And we'll do this all over again. And we, as a community, will be choosing our champion for the all-time indisputable, totally your own opinion, greatest songs of Wilco bracket.
Well, and there's a chance that people are listening to the podcast for the first time via this bracket, and they're already staring at it while we're talking, and they're already screaming at what idiots we are. Or at least me, not you, Todd.
They've been screaming that we're idiots for a very long time, Tim.
But, you know, hopefully they're already playing along. And, yeah, we should say from the get-go, there's going to be an impulse maybe to fill out your whole bracket. But the way we're doing this is inviting people in to participate.
That's right. And I will say that we invite your opinion. So if you want to record your own opinions, if you want to record a video, if you want to record, we even have, if you go to the show notes of the website or the show notes of the pod, this specific episode, we've set up a, believe it or not, a telephone number, a hotline for you to call and leave us your opinion. So we encourage you to do that. But Tim, I got to get into some of these matchups and some of the regions.
I think you're right.
Let's look at the early region. And the first thing that stands out to me, let's just go through the songs that are in the matchups that are in the early region. Misunderstood versus Just a Kid, 1 versus 16. Here are some of the other matchups. Box Full of Letters goes up against Via Chicago in the 8 and 9 matchup. Monday, I'm Always in Love. Hoodoo Voodoo goes up against Passenger Side. California Stars, I Must Be High. Kingpin, Casino Queen, She's a Jar, Out of Sight, I Got You, and then, of course, Shot in the Arm, the number two seed. So initially, kind of if I were to analyze the early region, I think a lot of these matchups make a lot of sense to me. The seedings actually make a lot of sense. But you're killing me again, Tim. Via Chicago, an eight seed? Via Chicago, an eight seed going up against Box Full of Letters? A nine seed. I mean, I think Via Chicago would win that. It's just a staple song, and now it's on a collision course to go up against Misunderstood in the next matchup. You're killing me.
I'm coming home, Via Chicago.
Yeah, you just never know. Look, I took all of these, I took the discography, and I tried to take sort of the four or five best songs from each album to put them into the region. And I did my best to rank them kind of way I think is sort of universally ranked. I was able to take a trump card every now and then and put my own opinion on there. But, you know, I'm the one doing the bracket, so you guys got to live with it. Vote your way. Vote your favorites forward. You're going to have to cut some loose every now and then.
Hashtag blame Tim.
Yeah, that's trending already. I tried to kind of rank them the way I think they fit. I tried to put some nice matchups. I tried to keep, you'll see everywhere I think except the Cruel Cousin region, there's no first round matchups that are on the same record, right? So I'm just sort of trying to broaden the compare and contrast. There's no on-album matchups in the first round, except when we get to the last region. And then I just tried to have some fun with it. You'll see that there's, you know, like the 11-6 matchup in the first round is Kingpin against Casino Queen, right? I just moved things around to put that there. Look, I Must Be High against California Stars. They're high. You know, like, come on. We're just having fun here. So, Via Chicago is an A seed. You might be right, but look at it on the album. It's not a standout track on Summer Teeth, but live it has become that kitchen sink cacophony moment that if you catch Via Chicago live, you're going to feel it. You're going to know it. So you're right. It deserves more than an 8 seed, but hey, maybe it peaked early in the season and it didn't do well in its conference tournament and it's got a lower seed than it, and so it's got a chip on its shoulder, you know?
Yeah.
Via Chicago feels like it should be a 5 seed and it gets to nail Box Full of Letters to the wall if it can do it.
Searching for home, searching for home, Via Chicago. I'm coming home.
The Golden Region, all of the Golden Region pretty much makes sense to me. I am fascinated, though. Let's go over the songs. Trying to Break Your Heart, the number one seed. More Like the Moon, the 16 seed. You Are My Face, the man who loves you. I'm the man who loves you. Muzzle of Bees, Hate It Here, Side with the Seeds, Jesus Etc., a four seed, Handshake Drugs, Late Greats coming in at the 14 seed, Ashes of American Flags, War on War, at least that's what you said, Spiders in at the 10 seed.
Now look at that matchup.
I know.
Look at that matchup, the 7-10 seed. But what we have here are two really, like, I mean, these both of these songs are damn near instrumentals.
Yeah.
You know, at least that's what you said, being sort of Wilco's rock opera off of A Ghost Is Born, the first track off of that. Spiders, Kid Smoke. You've got this great drone-ish jam track that is, again, a killer in a live set.
Both of them.
Both of them. At least that's what you said. Doesn't get played live as much as I wished. But Kid Smoke has become a fan favorite. The band loves a little bit of audience interaction, and that's a great one if you've been there for it.
And again, the Golden Region, so many just gold. That's why we called it the Golden Region. There's just gold. It's gold, Jerry. It's gold. It's everywhere. All right, so let's move to the DBPM region. And as we mentioned at the top of the show, One Wing is the one seed. Any Major Dude Will Tell You is the 16 seed. One Sunday Morning is the two seed. If I Ever Was a Child is your 15 seed.
That's a heck of a 15 seed, isn't it?
Yeah,
If I Ever Was a Child, it's a heck of a 15.
That is a heck of a song for 15. Locator, You and I. Normal American Kids versus Wilco the Song. Someone to Lose going up against Whole Love. Bull Black Nova going up against Taste the Ceiling. King of You versus Art of Almost. Random Name Generator and Dawned on Me. And what stands out to me in this region, Tim, is the potentiality for Bull Black Nova and Art of Almost to go up against each other. That would be phenomenal.
Yeah, and again, we're showing where the band flexes in different directions. We've talked about it. They're such a great, you know, Lennon McCartney pop song kind of band. They can get into some jam tracks. They love to celebrate the spirit of sort of garage band punk roots. They'll get a little math rock even, like with Art of Almost, things like that. They got depth and breadth. This is not just, you know, the acoustic stuff up against the jam band stuff.
By the way, I a shameless plug here for our most previous episode with John Stierrett, the Wilco bassist. From now on, whenever I hear Art of Almost, I will now remember him in our last episode talking about how that started as an acoustic strummer and not the experimental crunchy song that it is. And so props to John for sharing that insight. If you want to go back and listen to that episode, please do so. But again, a great song. All right, let's move on to the most recent region, if you will. This is referred to as the Cruel Cousin region, which is, of course, is a mashup of their most recent albums. Meant to Be, the number one seed, going up against Laminated Cat. Sunlight Ends, a phenomenal two seed, going up against Citizens. And then other songs are Ambulance, Love Is Everywhere, Cousin, Mystery Binds, A Bowl and a Pudding, Everyone Hides, Bird Without a Tail is the number three seed, going up against White Wooden Cross, which is one of my, I love that song, Sad Kind of Way, Infinite Surprise, Country Song Upside Down is your number seven seed, going up against I Am My Mother. Some fantastic songs here. And again, when you look at this region, and it's also fun to just look at the regions, Tim, and we look at where Wilco has been and where they continue to evolve.
Yeah, I think you're right. And for a lot of those reasons, the Cruel Cousin region is going to be maybe the most fun to see how it shapes out, because we haven't been sitting with these songs as long. We haven't seen them live as many times. Maybe even the band hasn't found out what that song might become to a live audience out on tour and part of a set list. You know, some things, for example, Monday, that one lives almost entirely, I bet, as an encore song. They just know what it does to the audience. They know how to use it. It's in different combinations, but that's one of those songs that very often, Kid Smoke, very often is going to be a set ender because of the way it leaves the band before an encore.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing, and these new songs are going to kind of work itself out in that kind of way, and it's going to be fun to see, you know, where things go with these new ones.
Well, you mentioned that we're going to hopefully revisit this in a few more years when they have more albums out. And I do have a little slight pushback with some of the songs chosen here in the Cruel Cousin region. I think when history books are written, Tim, you're going to kick yourself for not having Infinite Surprise or Pittsburgh in this bracket.
Infinite Surprise is the sixth seed, and that to me just points out nothing's ever good enough for you, Todd. I think you already admitted to everyone how much I worked on this.
Well, Pittsburgh's got to be in this.
Pittsburgh's a good one. There is no write-in vote in March Madness. It's part of what's making you so mad right now. No, you're right. Pittsburgh is a great one. I don't think Levy made it onto this, but that's a favorite track of mine. But, I mean, come on, A Bowl and a Pudding? You just can't go wrong with that one. Meant to Be, I knew you'd want that one on there. Cousin, I don't even think Evicted made it onto this region, did it?
No.
And that's just how strong this thing is. Like I said, I took four or five songs from every record in the region and tried to mix them up. And, you know, Sunlight Ends, Bowl and a Pudding, especially back to back, and Cousin, those three in a row, come on, those are probably my favorites on the new record. I know you do not like 10 Dead, but I do. I can't stop listening to it. And I think it's because I'll say it again here in case somebody hears. If I can get some confirmation from Jeff Tweedy or anyone else, to me, I think the knee-jerk reaction is 10 Dead is about gun violence and all the mass shootings and things. But to me, I don't know why my imagination went wicked here. And to me, the singer, the narrator of 10 Dead is a serial killer. He's like a Zodiac kind of guy. And you know, the newspapers have counted up to 10 by now. 11, what's one more to me?
10 more, 11 more, what's one more to me?
Like I said, for the gagillionth time on this particular episode, we're having fun. We hope you have fun as well. So head to our website, shovingwilco.com, and download the bracket and share it with a friend. Share it on your favorite social media channel of choice and play along. Tim, this has been fun. Can't wait to see how the community reacts, and can't wait to record and see who makes it as the champion. And I can't wait to see someone defend how Misunderstood is not the champion. What? All right. Tim, thanks again for joining us. This has been fantastic, and look forward to the next couple of weeks.
Amen to that, Todd. Long live Wilco.